Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Maura Healey is officially the 73rd governor of Massachusetts. Healey was sworn in this afternoon in a packed House chamber at the State House. Kim Driscoll, the former mayor of Salem, took the oath as lieutenant governor. WBUR's Steve Brown was there and joins us with more on the inauguration. Steve, Governor Healey's speech was just about 35 minutes, a lot of applause, as you might expect. How would you describe the tone and the theme of her speech?
Well, it was aspirational and very much focused on the idea of Massachusetts being a place of firsts, the first public school, the first public park, the subway, a place of freedom, a place where vaccines are created, and she focused on the idea that the state has to continue to lead. But as Healey shifts from identifying problems to crafting solutions, that's where she's going to have to forge a working relationship with the legislature, because often lawmakers and the governor don't agree on how to achieve those goals.
And she said there are such huge challenges that there are many people who are leaving Massachusetts because of them, and the primary problem being it's just too expensive to live here. What did she say about that?
Yeah, she said there are such big challenges. She's calling for tax reform and for the creation of a tax credit for every child and every family. She also wants to address the need for more affordable housing. She said the average rent in Massachusetts is 50% higher than the national average, and we have some of the lowest home ownership rates and the highest housing prices.
Now, one reason for this is because Massachusetts is a great place to live. People do want to live here, and that's a good thing. But the cost of housing is out of control for too many because we simply don't have enough of it. If we want Massachusetts to be a home for all, we need to build more places to live. And we need to make sure those homes are within reach.
Now, Healey says her administration will identify surplus state property that can be converted to housing. She also says that within her first 100 days of office, she will file legislation to create a secretary of housing.
Transportation has also been a huge issue for Healey that she pledged to take on, in particular the deep problems at the MBTA. Governor Baker leaves office having had accomplishments, among them the Green Line extension, but the T faces major issues still surrounding safety and disrepair. What did Maura Healey say about that?
Yeah, she's vowing to hire a new MBTA general manager with a laser focus on making transit safe and reliable. She says she will appoint a safety chief to inspect the entire system and that her first budget will include funding to hire 1,000 more workers focused on the operation of the MBTA.
She's also appointed the state's first ever cabinet-level climate chief. What did she say about the issue of climate in her inaugural speech?
Yeah, she says she wants to commit at least 1% of the state budget to environmental and energy agencies, and that she wants to commit to making climate innovation the state's next big investment.
Let's build a climate corridor that stretches from the Berkshires to Barnstable, harnessing research, innovation, and manufacturing. We'll create thousands of jobs in clean tech, blue tech, coastal resiliency, and environmental justice. And I believe, in fact, I know that 10 years from now, we'll look back and see the undeniable benefits of our work. Benefits for our workers, our economy, our Commonwealth, our planet.
Steve, we've reported on how historic this administration is, the first openly gay governor, the first woman elected governor here. Healey is embracing these distinctions, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She struck an inclusive tone, saying that she will act with empathy and with equity. She said those principles will be her North Star.
In Massachusetts, you are welcomed, you're included, you're protected, and you will be better for being here. This is a state. This is a state where we will never relinquish the right to reproductive freedom, where we prize and protect human rights and civil rights and gay rights and equality and democracy.
After the speech, Steve, you were able to get some reaction to what people thought of the governor's vision. What did they tell you?
Yeah, the reaction to the speech was genuinely enthusiastic. Republican State Senator Bruce Tarr said there was a lot in Healey's speech that's important to Republicans.
For us, the issue of tax relief was very important in the last session. It's a priority in the new session. She touched on that. Certainly, environmental issues are important to us. Workforce issues are important. And again, what struck me today is the fact that many of the themes, if not all of the themes, that the new governor raised are ones that we have an interest in as well.
Now, there'll be a big inaugural celebration at the TD Garden tonight, and then tomorrow it's her first full day on the job when she'll start turning her ideas into policy.
Thank you, WBUR's Steve Brown. Well done. And stay with WBUR as we'll have more on Maura Healey's inauguration tomorrow on Morning Edition.